A fulfilling career is one that makes you feel satisfied and happy. It's a career that allows your character or abilities to develop fully. However, a fulfilling career doesn't happen by accident. It occurs with intentional strategy and career moves, and there are ways for you to evaluate your current or future career to determine if it will be fulfilling for you. So in this first episode, I'm sharing with you the five major keys for a fulfilling career. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I share quick insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who was able to turn my own frustration from being in an unfulfilling career into the framework I now use to help women find their fulfilling career and job search with confidence. Let's dive in. Okay, so let's jump into these five major keys for a fulfilling career. And major key number one is that a fulfilling career involves meaningful work. So one of our main career needs as people is the desire to see how we are making an impact in the lives of other people. We all have this desire to make a difference in other people's lives, and that's what we define as meaningful. And making a difference in people's lives looks different for everyone. For some people, making a difference is sitting across from someone and seeing whose life it is that you're impacting directly. For some other people, making a difference is building software and tools that is somehow making people's lives better or easier. For others, making a difference might be creating policies that is impacting or affecting change on a large level. The key thing here is that you know what you define as meaningful. Now, if you're in a career path and you can't see or make a concrete connection between the work that you do and a benefit to other people, you're going to be less motivated to engage in your work. You're going to be less excited about your work. You're going to be less energetic about your work. And over time, if you're working in a career where you are not motivated, that lack of motivation will transform to you feeling bored and eventually unfulfilled, unhappy, and dissatisfied in your work. And that brings me to our second major key for a fulfilling career. Major key number two is that a fulfilling career is engaging. Being engaged in the work that you do occurs when there's a natural alignment between your interests, your skills, your values, your goals, and those of the organization you're working for or those of the role that you're in. So engagement happens when you're interested in and curious about the work that you're doing. And there's this desire to learn more, to grow more, and develop the skills that are needed to be successful in that role. Being engaged at work will allow you to experience moments of flow. Okay, so flow is when you get so lost in the work that you're doing that time ceases to matter. Flow is when you're doing something and you're so enthralled by the work that you look up and you're like, dang, where did the time go? And flow is crucial to work. Now, let me pause and say, a fulfilling career doesn't mean that you experience flow 100% of the time, okay? But if you never, ever experience flow in your career, that might be a sign that you're missing something major. Okay. That might be a sign that something key is missing and you're likely going to be unfulfilled in that work that you are doing. Now, major key number three is that a fulfilling career allows you to avoid your diminishers. So diminishers are those things that make us love what we do just a little bit less, and they diminish the joy that we get from the work that we do. And diminishers vary for everyone. For some people, a diminisher might be a long commute. For some, it's the amount of money that they're making. For some, it might be the hours that they're working, the environment that they're working in, the impact their work has on the environment. Whatever it is, we all have something that makes us love our career just a little bit less because nothing's perfect, let's be real. So the key to having a fulfilling career is knowing what your diminishes are and being able to limit how often they occur while actively prioritizing the activities that bring more joy at work for you. So we become unfulfilled in our careers when our diminishers are left unchecked and they occur too often. An example of when I say limiting your diminishers but prioritizing joy might be someone who may be, their diminisher is a long commute. And this woman hates that she has to commute an hour to work every day. And so maybe somehow she gets to negotiate that she only comes in twice a month, which is reducing that diminisher. And at the same time, when she gets to work, she's going to be intentional about prioritizing doing work that she actually enjoys, because then it makes those hours of commuting a little bit worth it. Okay. The little bit of diminishers that are left are worth it because she still gets to experience joy at work. Major key number four is that a fulfilling career aligns with your values. Your values are those things that you stand for, beliefs that are important to you, beliefs that guide you, they guide your thoughts, your actions, your decisions. And to be truly fulfilled in your career, your company or your organization's values have to align with your own values for the most part. So for example, if you value honesty and integrity and you're in a career that has you out here doing shady stuff for clients, that behavior will continue to eat away at you because you'll be living out of alignment with your values. Or another example might be maybe you value family time and now you're in a career that has you working 60 plus hours a week. So you're out here missing family events, missing family time, missing games, missing dinners, whatever it may be. As time goes on, you'll begin to resent your career because you're missing out on those things that are important to you. That's why it's extremely crucial that you're clear about what I like to call your non-negotiable values. And I say non-negotiable because we all have multiple values, okay? Some of which can be satisfied outside of our careers. Some of our values are satisfied in our hobbies, in our businesses, in our free time, and so on. But when it comes to your careers, there are some values that are more important than others. And so when we spend most of our waking hours doing work that is not aligned with things that are important to us, over time, we're going to be miserable. Over time, we're going to be unhappy. We're going to be unfulfilled because you're spending so much time going against what's important to you. It's like this constant friction that you're experiencing. So you want to make sure you're clear on your values so that you can then prioritize working in roles and organizations that align with your values. Major key number five is that your fulfilling career must align with your skills and your interests. Now, it's important to talk about both skills and interests because they're different. Okay. Being interested in something doesn't necessarily mean that you have the skills to do it. And being skilled at something doesn't always mean that you are interested in it. So being good at something doesn't always mean that you enjoy it. Because one of my favorite things to say is if you do anything long enough, you will eventually become good at it, even the things you don't like. So it's important that you clarify your skills that you enjoy using and your interests, the things, the topics, the ideas that truly engage you, that you're curious about, and that your career is aligned with both of these. When you are working in a career that doesn't align with your skills, you're going to be in this constant state of fighting an uphill battle that slowly eats away at your confidence. Okay. As you are working in roles where you're not skilled at it, or the skills maybe don't come naturally to you, or you haven't developed them, you'll find that you're constantly doubting yourself, questioning if you belong, questioning if you're in the right place. And that is dangerous for your confidence over time. Now, if you are working in a career that is not aligned with your interests, what you'll find is that you're not engaged at the work. You become bored with the work that you're doing. You become disengaged. You're just going through the motion. And over time, that will also lead to dissatisfaction at work. So it's important that you pause and really clarify, what are the skills I enjoy using? What are the topics or ideas that I'm truly interested in and engaged in and curious about? And how can I find work that aligns with all of those things? So there you have it, the five major keys for a fulfilling career. If any of those resonated with you, I definitely encourage you to visit fulfillingcareerguide.com and grab the complimentary fulfilling career guide that walks you through how to evaluate those key areas for finding a fulfilling career. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. If you haven't yet, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any upcoming episodes. Also, let's continue the conversation. Take a screenshot of this episode and share it on Instagram. Tag me at hercareerdoctor and let me know your main takeaway. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.